Inside Mac.
For Thursday, July 27th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Apple shows up on a college campus. More TV content has been released on iTunes. Amazon is spending millions to try and beat Apple and is scaring their investors in the process. And win a game, buy a song. Apple kiosks on college campuses? MacNN says it's so. The company appears to be aggressively marketing on campuses, as an Emory University newspaper in Atlanta reports that Apple is making a large effort to reach university and college students. According to MacNN, the student newspaper has planned to open kiosks around its campus, which will be sponsored by Apple. Representatives said targeted marketing campaigns such as this appears to show the company's larger efforts to effectively communicate the value proposition of its products to the higher education market. Apple's education sales have grown rapidly and continues to offer special deals to students through the Apple Education discount stores. Apple continues to expand their TV content on iTunes as today, E! Entertainment has joined the mix. President and CEO of E! Entertainment said the new partnership underscores our commitment to our E! Everywhere initiative, making E! Content available to viewers on multiple platforms and on demand. He said we're delighted to pursue this new programming opportunity with iTunes, allowing us to further expand the E! Brand and reach even more entertainment fans. Television shows like second season of the hit series The Girls Next Door, which debuts July 30th, The Soup and Dr. 90210, just to name a few, will be available the day after broadcast for customers to purchase and download for the usual $1.99 per episode. The fight is on between two heavy hitters in the digital media world, Apple and Amazon. An article on CNN Money stated that Amazon has been spending loads of money, roughly $300 million, to build a digital download business, and their investors are extremely uneasy about the whole thing, and it makes sense. They're taking on Apple, who has been undefeated up to now. According to the report, Amazon hasn't even begun to start competing, and it's already failing. It claimed that following Amazon's report on Tuesday of second quarter earnings that dropped 58% to $22 million, its shares fell 17.5% by mid-morning Wednesday to $27.50. That's a 52-week low. Amazon wanted to develop a digital music service as well as a video service, but gave up its music service to concentrate completely on its movie and TV download service that is set to begin in August. Meanwhile, Steve Jobs has been working with Hollywood studios so he can launch a movie store on iTunes. Even though no one as of yet has made big business out of selling movies on the internet, both Apple and Amazon have the best shot at it. But as I said earlier in this report, Amazon is taking on Apple, who has been undefeated up to now. A startup game developer is integrating iTunes Music with an upcoming video game. Christian video game developer of Left Behind Games plans to combine links to iTunes song sales within its titles by allowing users to purchase tracks and play custom iTunes playlists from within its Eternal Forces real-time strategy video game that is planned to ship in October. According to Left Behind Game president Jeff Frickner, after each game level you win, a reward screen will pop up with the name of the song and artist. That link will take the gamer to the album track on the iTunes site. When the link is clicked, the game pauses so the music store can launch, and when the download is complete, the game resumes like normal. By the way, you can ignore the link if you don't feel like buying anything, just to let you know. According to the company, gamers can customize their own music lists and listen to songs they download while playing the video game. Unfortunately, the game has been released for the PC crowd and may become available for Mac later. Coming up, how much does it cost to become a legal company? Well, Kazaa knows, and so will you, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey, Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor.
Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Elgato has released version 2.3 of its iTV software that adds a full-screen menu support and a front-row style interface, and it now supports the Apple remote that ships with the Mac. Using this new software, users will be able to watch, pause, rewind, and record live television from across the room. They can access the built-in electronic program guide, playback recordings, and change most playback settings without requiring a keyboard or a mouse. iTV 2.3 is available right now in retail stores as well as online. Existing iTV 2 customers can download the update free of charge. A new portable video player for fifth-generation iPods will soon be on the market. It's called iFlip, and it features an 8.4-inch LCD display, integrated speakers, tilting iPod dock, and lithium-ion battery. Users will be able to watch videos stored on an iPod on iFlip's built-in display or use the player speaker for the music. According to Memorex, the makers of the iFlip, the user will still navigate music and video through the iPod. The iFlip offers a native resolution of 480 by 234, while the integrated battery provides up to 5 hours of power. It'll launch in September and will be available in either black or white. If you'd like to check out a few pictures, visit iLounge.com. If you've ever wanted to create your own yoga class or know someone who does, the time is now. Software Studio has released iYoga, a virtual instructor for the personal creation of timed, voice-synthesized yoga classes and other exercise sessions. Users can create their own classes by typing text to describe any yoga position while including a duration specified in seconds, minutes, or even breaths. It works as a word processor, allowing a user to bring any words they wish into their practice as the spoken text mixes with background music played by iTunes. iYoga runs natively on Intel Macs as a universal binary. The music industry has reached a legal settlement with Kazaa, one of the world's best-known file-sharing networks and a longtime source of illegal music and movie downloads. According to a report from CNN Money, under the terms of the deal, Kazaa's owner, Sharman Networks, will pay the world's four major music companies, which include Universal Music, Sony BMG, EMI, and Warner Music, more than $100 million. Kazaa, in the deal, must also promise to become legal immediately. Internet piracy has hit the music industry hard, and ever since, they have pursued an aggressive legal strategy to try and curb the illegal file sharing. It has filed lawsuits against the file sharing companies like Kazaa and Krogster, and even individual users who upload the copyrighted material. The report said that Kazaa was past its prime considering the popularity of iTunes that offered legal alternatives. This is a great victory for the music industry, as the IFPI said in a report that there were $4.5 billion in pirated CD sales last year, and there were 20 billion illegal downloads, roughly three for every human being on Earth. And those are the headlines, making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.